знаю, вы можете сказать раз?
Just do it for medium use.
So what do you say? Ask him to borrow. It's a big deal. Borrow is what the other. That's Rabbi Shadat's verse of the fourth story. So Zaina said, not for all the first three stories. For whatever. The first one I said about the Ram's right is considered to be borrowing not just the surrounding. And the second story you can argue with by saying it's royal, we're all going to want royal clear to Shino, you don't have a Shino here. And the third story is the distinction between Shrias and Lubin Baba and strawberries, or the blueberries. Forget all those stories. I'm a good story. What's my story? It's a simple story ball. What's that? That is what the Alpha. Now, Nia has considered the Nibarim, which should be considered the Alpha, what the Alpha told you anyway.
And that never helps by dishes. Dishes is never loud.
So it's right.
What?
You put away your dirty dishes and wash them before you use them?
So the Prima Gaudium is the Furj of the Tosin. The Prima Gaudium says right here, from Kaz-Hay, it's so less we talk about. It's from Moshe says. No, he answered me now. You go here with Kaz-Hay. He answered me now. Who? What did the Prima Gaudium say?
No.
I think it is false. Maybe the Prima Gaudium always false. Then he had Kashin. He's talking about Kashin. He's talking about Kashin. Now Kashin, it seems to me, it's certainly arguable. Those who want to rinse their Kashin would wait till the 5 weeks before. I don't think so. They would take the Kashin. Then they, those who wanted to soak it would soak it. And they put it away and they give it to the animals. Later on, that could be a serious prohibition. But if it's something which is used for done for immediate use, such as strawberries, we normally wash the strawberries or blueberries right before, just the vinegar. That may be able to therapy, you know, more than the cashew. So I'm saying I have another possible type of the altar, but again, if you've got a question, that's been close to the bottom. For much as if the edge of an actor, so the edge of the Yerushalayim, of course, only a tzad l'hokel, when it's a normal way of doing things. I don't know if that's really a good tool over here. I don't know. People don't say that it's a psalm she talk of. So, of course, even the Yerushalayim. Rav Moshe make the Yerushalayim. What are they finding with that? I don't know. Maybe I'm saying, so I'm suggesting that the people don't is asking only Kashinim, which is not normally done for medium use. And therefore, it's not normally, I can go by my house and I can go by my town. The only answer out there for two things. You're the living out there, and it's normal to do the out there. That's the able to do. He said, if I do that, I want to do the work together, as I said many times, together. The idea of removing dirt, though, is found in the Rabbeinu Hanano, right here in the Chayim Dalet. But if he talks there about Nipus, the Nafet Chayim Shadash, this is the rabbi who tells us the dirt is the cooler in effect to the
He's bringing this to our Savior.
To the
rabbi?
Could be.
I think the government also, your title, or something that they're going to also make this word for the same.
Could be. So the same, so also Shulchan distinguishes between the offer of gas, a thick dirt that's offered a long time, which is usually done more than advanced, that does for the rabbi. And when he calls out fruit, it's a little bit. Stickler up there. That's normally done before the meal. That's water. What's the word? What's the social word? You have to spell it out my way, but that's what it means, I think. If it's normally done before the meal, and you're doing it before the meal, that's exactly what it's water. That's going to be there, that's going to be matter whether it's called book, whether it's called dash, what you want to call it. So come in your Prima Gaudium and after your Kashini, the Avdivinato, it might be agreeable with respect to grapes, berries. You want to put it into the water, but that's normally done immediately, and you're doing it immediately. So the idea is that there is many grounds to be made for this halacha. That everyone is, can I prove that it's a mitzvah? No, I can't prove that it's a mitzvah. For example, the sefer Tzos HaShulchan wants to be made based on these things. And when he said when it comes to potatoes, he wants to bring on the Mishnah Berurah about potatoes, what Moshe does, which I think there is it's a correct view. But then the question will be, could you go a step further and extend it to grapes, berries? Not so, because there is a distinction between the two of them. Namely, that one is Sharia. And Sharia is much more questionable because there are a few reasons. It's a different kind of a Maisa. Smaller minute, right? Because it's also between the minute. So it seems to me that back I can use open apple, which I think is practically, you can assume to be head to go despite the fact that there's someone not with. I think apple shows me enough for there. This dirt on the apple. But even that we make a Meshofi by apples, but we make it by berries, I think it's still rather than make it, but it's not so much Meshofi. Now I'm playing about history. A cool and out of Meshofi. Yes, go. No, I wouldn't do that. I would put it you're right. Well, the question of things coming out of these.
My point is that it's Shrifa, not Shriya. Because the holes are in the bottom, it's not never going to be filled to the top.
I care. It's better to use the basket.
It's better to use it when it comes in.
I don't know what we think. Because our budget is wrong. Because the other shock is loud. It's close to mixed in with the overall level now. Because our budget is wrong, it's considered to be a mice of a rachita. I care. I always put my special into a bowl, because it's like kind of a... This basket is separating the blueberries from the water. Shash borrow between the
not before.
So why is the sink?
What's it?
The drain.
The drain.
It's
the same.
At the bottom of the sink.
At the bottom of the sink.
No, the shopping is that kind of drain sink. What answers? Take so stuff is going to go. Here, I use that wood to finish all the blueberries, but that was on top of the keep, was on top of the
keep.
Dishes.
The
drain out all the dishes up to cook down the tube. I mean, they have a problem.
Silver.
Silver.
Break it down the show, put it in the next condition.
Yeah. Here's the cool though.
This gets fixed. In the blueberry case, the water is a mixture of water and blueberry.
Sure it is.
Water is cold, the thing in the basket, the water is not going through.
Yeah, the water went in that together. Oh. Listen to me carefully. A cooler. How I do a cooler at the end. What's a Chazanish? It says that the reason why a person is rinsing the fruits is purely for hygienic reasons, health reasons. Not that it's really see black and blue. That's not true. I'm not sure why. I'm really not sure why. I mean, I can see the other tools we have before. But if you're going to ask for all the other cases, I see that in this case, I don't know. Well, let's be back for our other reasons. It's a serious thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to say that it's not really so. It's just that you have this, I mean, quite a lot of things.
That's just you. It's just you, right? It's one thing, but it's quite as many possible that we have. Okay, well that's what we said before. I'm not looking for the new shooting in America. Okay. I'm ready to stop right over here. Anyone want to bounce people on there? No, not yet.
Doesn't matter what the ratio is.
Okay. So let's have them again. Here, there are two different paragraphs. One, keep in mind, two different paragraphs. The first paragraph, what we call the first, we call the Shibboleth, like that's 2 days. Do we say it's every morning? Or do we say, no, it's what or why? Because ultimately, us as the Arab Shalom, it's in the food. And they use the lemon to, there's a flavor for the fish, I think, of this nature. That's this paragraph, the second paragraph. In the first paragraph, one of this, right, there's two reasons why it's good. A, because you don't drink it by itself. And the second reason is because the normal way to do it is to squeeze it into a pre-existing mixture of water and sugar. That's like two ways to defend the vinegar. Do you understand? It's very important to understand why this is so. I'm spending time on it for a reason. Because the time of the Bogan Avraham on this sif, Sim Shin Chok, Sim, which is a sif which has 3 words, Mutter, Lisbon, Lemons. They both the path and the Bogan Avraham on that sif when they quote the reason why it's permissible. They say as follows. Ein derech l'shadov solavah. They quote only the the Inami animated cup. And you all the first of the verse. Both of all the rocks of the test and paths of the head. Only the first read of the verse, namely, that it's not normally drunk independently. This is not. Then also the second read, which is what? You only squeeze it into a pre-existing mixture of water and sugar. They don't mention that. They only mention the first reason of the base sauce.
Then
you want to squeeze one of the good people. Hold on. So now, the Mishnah Berura, when it comes to this issue, quotes the Din of Lemons. Then he quotes both stars of the base sauce. That at the time of Mitzrayim, they would only squeeze out this lemon into one pre-existing liquid, mixture of water and sugar. So therefore, it comes out that it's good to squeeze. But that's the case with Ma'azeh.
It's different.
Huh?
So
the difference is very simple with Ma'azeh. This Ma'azeh, you go to the store, can I have lemon juice? In Mitzrayim, you couldn't find that in the store. In Mitzrayim, you would go to the store, can I have lemon juice? You break it on. We only squeeze lemon juice, it's called the second thing. Once you squeeze lemon juice into pre-existing, you might go lemonade remix of water and sugar. So then you squeeze lemon into that. But according to the second parent from Beis Yosef, if you have existence today, you squeeze lemon juice plain, and it's going to be also used for punch, we know that, will still be prohibited. This is what he says. Who is he quoting from?
You need, even if my particular case, I'm going to squeeze into a compass, since now
we're using it to one.
Since even in my particular case, if I were to squeeze it into
cup
of tea or mixture,
it really wouldn't matter because that's what Mishnah Berurah was saying. It's already being gone, and the mutter is the soft of the Shabbos, the soft mashka. Because since you have an existing business, a high value business, it says over here, I love it, where they would squeeze these things into what? Into plain, empty jar and sell it as lemon juice, which is done today. So then, the second sparrow of it was a little bit out of line. And then you might have heard us.
How can you say this, right?
You asked the catcher how it helps. Good question. So the answer is very good as follows. Master was the hotel at the government in all cases. We'll see some sort of qualification. Mashka is certainly prohibited. Ice with orange juice to water, it's certainly prohibited. Right? For sure. But that's only because orange juice is only squeezed into an empty jar. If you drink orange juice plain, then the orange should have to squeeze the orange into water, it's prohibited. But the kind of fruit that's squeezed only into liquids, what the inami is also, would be good. The basis of the Ruin and says, oh, that's the case, that was true in those days, when they squeeze it exclusively into other liquids, from the Inam and the Beis Yosef. As matter of fact, they squeeze it into separate containers. For all the mixture into other liquids, or salads, the case may be, will be prohibited. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yes?
I was saying, if you could sort of combine that with the other thing that should really let
you. Well, that's the follow-up, I'll say. And who does he call the Mishnah Berurah? Sharati. Who is the source of the man there? It's worse. Who is he quote? Chayyot. So look up Chayyot. That's one thing. I don't have to go against the Roman Rome in the past. They said they don't worry about the Inami, which is the base of the Mitzrayim. And on the first day, the first day, it was still be matter. If he's there, it'll go to the second day of the Pashto Mishnah Berurah. So what's wrong? So I looked in the Chayyot and I found out that Pashto is not that way. In Siv, Klal Yud Dalet, Siv Dalet, props. Called that in my shalom arush after self considered to his 11. The male of the lot in Lahoyer and the Kabul, both Bosser, Rushan, and Holland. In those days, they sweet that lemon to be used as a dip for meat and other salads. I was mad as I should do it. Shimon Malik, the Mugger, the Master, the Schloss, and Punch. The King of the Mugger, the Mugger, the Mugger, the Master, Punch. Sorrow, he is Gondol, and Mutter, the Soft, and the Shabbos, etc. A different part of it. He's not saying the question is whether you squeeze them indirectly into the water or into empty cups and hold them into the water. That's not a distinction. That's a distinction. That's the two things. The first fragment of the base says the not. He has a different part here. It's a misunderstanding. It depends on the use ultimately with liquids or with solids. That's his work. In the old days, they had thousands of, they also had thousands of barrels of lemon juice. But it was used to dip in alcoholic, in solids. As long as there, it's used in conjunction with liquids. And although the liquid is not used to consume by itself, so what? But you know, the olive oil is also not used by itself. That's the ultimate mash. Right? So you too, you see, that's a wire in the fire. But I don't think the Chacham said what he said. The Mishnah Brewer said to be there 2 days in the Mitzvah Yosef, and it's a story about Mitzrayim, and it's called Enoch, and I don't know if it's not there. That's a correct point, I'm not arguing about it. I'm not saying it's not correct. But the Taz, and the Avraham, and the Pashkat, and the Machaber, is not that way. It's really cool. That's the first day in the initial paragraph of the Beis Yosef. But I believe that the Chacham brought about something else completely. Namely, the whole Svar is wrong. Both days are wrong. Because the Beis Yosef is equating what? Using it with solid, using it with liquids. Right? That's the whole story of the Mitzrayim. And he, the Chayyot, is saying anything that's up. Maybe the distinction between using with solid and using with liquids. If it's used with other liquids, would be awesome. Only if it's used with solids, that could be moving. That's how I read the Lashon of the Chayyot. That could be pshat in the Shibboleth 11. First day it says it's also the Menmeyan, that can be Roman. And the second day it says like this, the Buddha of Sash Shukar Achal Pish Enga Ophel, the Osid Arsha Ophel, the Kulial Meyad in the Latin Kukla, the Lord of Mashke. Here, I believe, that he's saying it's Mutta Shibboleth 11, Ophel. So the Chayyotim said, all right, the old days, they used to open those booklets. But you now for Mashkin, it's also, I think he'd be Mafia against the whole Mitzrayim story. Not going so much into the details of whether it's, you put it into an empty dish, and then you put it, throw it into the lemon, and you've got the water and sugar, or they put it all into the water and sugar directly. It doesn't matter. I think the Chayyotim are not in both cases. That's all I got. The Mishnah Brewer, both the Chayyotim and the Imam, like the Inami of the Mishnah, but it's right, was the way I read it, is the Imam, like the Svar, the Shibboleth 11, saying it's willing to open and not about a Mashiach. Completely two different chumras, you can say, when it comes to lemons nowadays. Two completely different chumras. What could have changed? Two things could have changed. One, now we squeeze it into empty canvases directly, and then they would almost squeeze it into the water and sugar, like the Inami of the Mishnah, not about the Mishnah. Or you can say, no, in those days, they squeezed lemons only into fuse with salt food, and she bought that except with meat. And today, we use it with liquids, punch. That is a two different cover something, and then I believe it's a little bit, to me it was a little bit misleading, because he calls it the Mishmur, calls it Chayyotim. I read the Chayyotim to be mapped, because now it has been used with liquids, as opposed to the old days, when they used it with salads. So I read anyway. And because he doesn't make a big deal of it, which one squeezed it first. He doesn't even mention that. So that's a different cover. It wasn't supposed to be Chayyot, it was just Machmir. He is Machmir, but I think for a different reason. And then the Mishnah Brewer himself spoke about it. A little bit, I think, misleading, yes.
Even though according to the Chayyot, somebody squeezed the lemon right onto
food. When we say it's like a meat that's sometimes squeezed into a masher, and therefore we make masher even if someone squeezed onto a food.
Well, we are making a food to a fish. That's
so I'm just saying that there's a difference between the two problems, because the problem with high oven is solved if you actually squeeze it onto food.
Whereas the problem with food,
sure. Right. Solved with Mishnah Brura is not solved, even though it's based on squeezing plain, you can really squeeze it into a liquid.
No. If you squeeze out the hot food, you soon have it out.
Yes.
Right. Rabbeinu Hanan said, although the Gemara says at one point, the last thing about the food is that we don't pass that way. Mishnah Brura has called it tomorrow, one day. But Mishnah Brura says we're all posting for against it. So assume that we're all posting, you can squeeze anything you want onto your food.
No, I'm just saying that according to the Chayyim's whole problem is only when we're talking about it into an empty container.
He doesn't mention
it.
He doesn't have to find someone out. That's what the base guy said calling that problem. If it's normally squeezed into empty containers, then lemons is the same as arms.
No, but not to mean that only if you squeeze into empty containers. You squeeze it into a liquid and you squeeze it into a liquid.
Right.
If you squeeze into a solid water anyway, so the whole napkin is only a certain empty container.
Or into a liquid. You can't squeeze your lemon into tea. Why not? The point of it is, if everyone would squeeze lemons only into tea, then I can also squeeze lemon into tea. But if they're squeezing lemon into empty container, I can't squeeze it into tea. That's the basic answer. It's inami. And the Chayyim seems like he's saying, no.
The Chayyim.
Never squeeze lemons into tea. I don't think I'm squeezing it into the tea directly. But it's a liquid. All you can squeeze it into, even into an empty container, yes, if that's the only thing you need. It's a different problem, please. Again, that's all I read. It's two different mahals here. Okay, so it's two different reasons to be mahalas. Now. I want to know. According to the Chai Yoda, this way I read it, the picture between solid and liquid, that's because he also shot the Shibol and Alekin. What is the nature of this distinction? Why is it liquid? Why is it liquid? Look over. We have quite a little bit of the effect of Mashka Bolotov Ophel. Ka'ofel. Ah, wait a minute. We know the principle of Mashka Bolotov Ophel is one out of the context. We are squeezing what? Directly onto the oven. Here it seems that the Chayyim is using the principle in a much more loose sense. I'm squeezing it into an empty dish. But what the purpose of this lemon is, if I can openly dip my fish and I eat into it, apparently it's working with the Mahalat that the principle of Mashka, Bola Ochel, could apply in that kind of a case. Let me explain one more time. If I squeeze it into an empty dish and I'm going to then mix it with lemonade, that's going to be awesome. If I squeeze it into an empty dish, I'm going to mix it, and it's normally used exclusively to dip meat or fish in, then it's mutter. That seems to be the understanding of the Chayyim. That's a very big kiddush. Is it really true? The Mishnah Brura discusses it, because I come to a different conclusion. The Mishnah Brura here in Sifkata, Yudkes, where the Shulchan Aruch calls the din, Sifdalu, Mashka, Bola, Ochel, Ochel, says the Mishnah Brura, but it's no kashal also. Says the Mishnah Brura, Afil da'ka lino ha'kakal kashal gam ke nasa. The Mishnah is katana lo toka kashal. It's not allowed, I can't see my lemon in the air and then take a cup and dump and pour on the fish. It's not allowed. The ayin, the Mishnah, is a cup of the fish, you and Ami is with them. It's an Isid Oraisi. Whoa. Isid Oraisi. Even if you plan to ultimately take this lemon and pour on fish, Isid Oraisi. Some small print. Did the shower see it? Close around the mask. No. It's Isur of Loki Yugo. Keva Sheldato Litem Latovo Katasha. He calls the Prima Gunners the same thing. So now we're seeing some light over here. That's the Mitzvah and see it. What do you maintain? If I squeeze some juice into an empty fish, I have not yet to get fish before, I'm going to eat the fish. Then we say that there's no Issa Dorais. But yes, once it's Rabban, you better have to move. You say, why did I say Rabban? Why? You can say, okay, change the body. I'm squeezing that arm. I have a body. So the arm is on the fish. I can change that body. 50 arches. That's what I've had to ask. when I'm squeezing lemon juice, and no one thinks lemon juice is great, when I squeeze the lemon, I better put it in the fish. Can't it out. So the Chayyot can be explained, based on the opinion of the Rambaz, cited on the Sharti and Chol Gimel, that if you squeeze something, I'm not going to put it on to help in the nice image for every dish. I told the Rabbana. We can argue with the Rabbana, why is the Rabbana? Because you're afraid to change your mind. But lemon juice, you can't change your mind, don't think it's great. Can't it out. That could be shot.
What's the story you said that we wouldn't get the rice? We would only get the rabbana. So he's still pouring it in the first place. Not right.
Too late. That's a good question. Too late. I have to answer that question. Too late. How fish like this? That has actually touched the fish. That should follow, right? Yeah. Should follow. to an empty container. And then you decide you're going to take an empty container, throw it onto the fish, sorry Charlie, then you can't say Hashem so. That's already based on your action. That's, that we can't answer.
There's no room for managing, so it's
not being an action on the fish. I love the other piece of the But you see, apparently the Rabbis takes into account his Kavali and other Dorais. Because he says, if I intend to put it on the fish, there's nothing there right now, so the Dorais is put it. He's going to back out. But by the lemon juice, he can't back out, because no one drinks it straight. If this is the case for both sides, it seems to be like this.
Who don't drink it straight?
Seems to be, I want to be master of it. Seems to me that it's a very shmerah cool of this restaurant. I'd like to suggest that if you squeeze it onto into a plain cup, oranges, into a plain cup, and then put it into grape juice, and shall we the rice. If I squeeze a grape juice into a cup, squeeze a grape, and I have intention to then put it onto fish, grape juice, goes fish, I don't know.
I'll have a little fish.
I had a gourmet, I don't know, my fish is just like you eat it right up on a plate. So whatever, they're going to put the fish, it takes me to argue, it's very arguable, that Isur Dorais. We don't take into account his kavod. Yeah, sure, the chayot is going to be taken into account his kavod. Right? Because if you use it ultimately with meat, it's going to be good. Ultimately with lemonade, it's going to be, bad. Sometimes it's enough to get a lot of. Is it also been the end? Look at the Siman Shin Yud Ches, in the first Sim, look at the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, he says that the rice of Mahavir, say the Shogi or something, the Shogi, amazing, you can cheat this thing. But there are some cases anyway, with the rice of Mahavir, and the Rabbanim, and the Mehdi for the end. Because I think that the Beis Yosef is making lemons for a different reason. He's making lemon even if it's used with lemonade. So what's his goal? What's the Beis Yosef's goal? A different goal completely, a different reason. Namely, that lemon juice is always treated as an alcohol. Always. Why? Whatever you don't drink straight is called an alcohol. That's so good. All food items, solid or liquid, I can sit up here a lot of open. The only time something is called a mashke is if it's used to drink straight. If you don't drink it straight, by definition, it's not called a mashke. That's tough in the base goes. He says lemon juice is not a mashka. Lemon juice is not a mashka. You can't say it in a violation of skin. It's not a mashka of your name. It seems to me that's the part of the middle of Beis Yosef. We have no basis. We've not the grape juice into a plain empty dish. I'm not going to put it into the fish. Or olive oil into the fish. We have no basis for it. You follow me? If you argue with the Beis Yosef and Halakhah Kayot seems to hold, or that the Tanakhah seems to hold, then it depends on whether you use it for solid or for liquids. Then the Kavon is playing a significant role in the Rabban is probably right on the Rabban. But if you say it on my way, which I like, the lemon juice is never considered a liquid ever, because it's never drunk and it's pure form, you have no welcome in the world to say it. You make it because you have an ultimate intention to put your grape juice in olive oil into fish. So I would say the Shabbat Darais, it seems to me. Like the Drishan, quote the Drishan. I took it away by the way, I look at the Drishan. I am the Grisha of the field. I couldn't figure out exactly what to remember that. But the Talmud says the right. What about the Grisha? Okay, so that's what the this Indian. That's a Chayav. Shadav is still Chaz Nishkita. Kibel Dosh Hashiva. Shabbeheim Eikib Soles. Ukshakolei Adikidot Lofa Betok Soles. Let's not forget for the Gitzah. We're so focused on sphere of Mashal and Dohol, we forget that Mashal and Dohol is only a subset. The original is Dosh and Mark, also the Tok Solis. The Kiddush is that Mashal and Dohol is also 2 minutes of this, of sphere of Tol and Dosh. Sefer and Tav, squeezing the food, you took care of the problem, what? Mashal and Dohol, because Mashal and Dohol is also, but you fall back to the original problem. What's the original problem? Come on, the original problem. It's also the Tok Solis.